Oh, I platinum today.
You made platinum? All those rejected trades?
No, just win percentage.
Is that better than gold?
Yeah, apparently. I don't know. It awarded me. I don't know. I'm awarded. I've been awarded. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Let me go ahead and hit the big old reject because I'm not giving up.
What are you sending?
You are trying to send me three players for Aaron Jones. I'm not giving up Aaron Jones. I just got him.
He just had one good week. Oh, man. Trade him while he's hot.
I deleted that.
Oh, well, I'm rejecting it.
That went through? Yeah, reject it. Yeah, I don't want Aaron Jones.
Low, sell high. Simple economics.
Yeah. I sold high on Derrick Henry.
You wouldn't take Eckler for Aaron Jones?
No.
Okay. Fair enough.
Simple fact is because Devontae Adams isn't there anymore. So you got good old security blanket Aaron Jones right there for Aaron Rodgers. We saw that. We saw that on perfect display. He started doing the ayahuasca. He was like, the celebration. You probably need to back yours up a little bit, Peach.
Yeah. Nah, keep it in your face like that.
Big styrofoam dildo. My damn cat knocking at the door.
I'm gonna take care of my sick kid. I don't need this.
Let me get rid of this cat real quick.
How's the kiddo doing?
Just 102.4. He's got a lot of shit going on.
Oh, Lord.
You giving him the ibuprofen?
Yeah, just pumped him full of his butt. No ibuprofen.
All right.
That's where you're supposed to put it, right?
Just right in the butt.
He can put it anywhere, really. It doesn't matter. Those kids are resilient.
Port his belly button.
Sure. Yeah, just rub it. Yeah, do Simba. Simba.
Ooh.
I got to pet a giraffe the other day.
Yeah.
Nice.
Come in on that.
Yeah. Just saying.
What you doing petting giraffes?
Yeah.
Coming up next, giraffes, friend or foe?
I remember on Salute Your Shorts when they had that question of what color is a giraffe's tongue. And Ugly's like, this guy's black. It's black.
Black.
Whoa. That damn giraffe bit my finger off.
It's had thumbs.
All right. Hey, man. Well, what's been going on, you know, other than giraffes?
Other than giraffes?
That kid make it back from Mexico?
Yeah. And he kicked us a perfect field goal, but it was in the fourth quarter. But the final score was 32-8.
Wow.
Hey. So you got a sympathy touchdown at the end, or did you start out hot?
Not really a sympathy. Like, the kid caught – this kid was, like, catching everything that was thrown to him because our guy was running for his life because our offensive line doesn't know how to block. I'm not the offensive coach. I'm the defensive coordinator, just so you know. I went from –
otherwise, we'd have a lot more points.
More points. I went from a 3-4 to, I was like, you know what? Let's just do a 5-2-4. Everybody
focus
on the line.
Stopping the run.
Yeah, we're getting beat outside. I gotta stop the bleeding. Give me some edge rushers. But yeah, still at the end of the day, it's still seventh grade, and we didn't even attempt field goals with the last group of kids we had till their eighth grade year. It was like, y'all are already ahead of the game, so. We got potential, and like half our team, this is their first year ever playing organized football ever. So,
Coach, is there any way that we can set up like a skit of you filming yourself and you drawing like the Will Must Champ, like X's and O's?
Excellent.
And then at the very end, you're like, "Do your fucking job!" and like press like punch the screen real hard. Is that possible?
Not at the campus. I can't
campus. You're not allowed to cuss on campus.
No, yeah. Pretty sure I can. But that's why I said that.
Good
Good.
So if you ever had your last day at work, that's the way to do it.
Please let us come and watch.
Just give you a GoPro and let you go.
Hey. Yeah, do it with a GoPro.
Fuck you.
Strap it to your chest like a police officer.
Dang it.
Good night. Oh,
man. But, right, well, nothing much.
Yeah. Me and dude been dealing with sick kids, it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like.
Why? Like, why do they get sick so often? It's like every other week.
Daddy, I'm sick again.
Something shooting out of somewhere. Temperature's not where it's supposed to be.
Ugh.
Keep their hands to themselves.
On the bright side, we got football and we got fantasy football.
Oh, boy.
You ready to get on into it?
Let's do this.
Wrong arms.
All right. Right?
That was a smooth intro.
Nice. That was a smooth.
Can you guess the song? Can you guess the song I tried to replicate?
Teletubbies. I don't know.
Had to be Mr. Warren G.
It was Warren G.
You already know.
Warren G.
Because people got regulated this week.
Let's just change up. Can we do like a guessing game with the intro and change up the intro every week?
Yeah, as long as I got time to make one. If not, we're gonna be regulating for a while.
I like it. Intended. I liked it.
Yeah. If I got time to come up with something, I'll come up with something new each time. But other than that, man, has this not been like the wildest and greatest week two in NFL and fantasy history?
It was wilder than week one.
Damn good one, that's for sure.
Between everything that went on in real football and everything that went on in the fantasy league this week, which we'll definitely be getting to later in the show, but man, this is the wet and wild week two.
That George Clooney movie, Perfect Storm.
Yeah.
It really was. It was like, okay, the Jets are down. Who else is down? The Dolphins are down. And who else lost the lead?
The Raiders.
It's like three perfect cells just converge.
I was watching the end of the Cowboys game, got on the road, the Raiders were winning, and I just assumed that it was over.
Yeah.
Got home, they're showing the highlights before.
Oh, we lost. We lost, dude.
Dude, no!
Yeah, you missed it, man.
We missed it.
Yeah, you missed it.
Man, these come from behind wins. It's the one I slept on the Raiders as well, and Coach was like, yeah, the Cardinals won in the text and stuff, and I was just like, did you even watch the game?
How's that possible?
Did you watch the game? Yeah.
I watched the last, like, 6 minutes where it's just Kyler Murray running around, like, going sideline to sideline until he was like, yeah, I'll just take it in myself.
Until he got slapped.
Eliminated.
Yeah. Until he got slapped.
Slap.
Yeah, we'll get to them. But before that, at the end, I don't know if y'all saw where the Cardinals were running around celebrating and everything, and Kyler ran up to the crowd and stuff, and apparently he got slapped. I watched it. It was kind of hard to tell exactly the intent.
No, that was an accident.
It didn't look like it, but.
They were trying to high five him, and the guy was like 6'3", and Kyler's so little that he just missed him.
Is that what happened?
He charged the assault.
His face.
Straight to jail.
Basically, his palms the size of his head.
They pulled it off. It looks like the NFL should have went with it looks like the NFL should have went with the Raiders for the end season. Hard knocks instead. instead of the cardinal. But yeah, we got some other.
Watch them implode.
Yeah, we got some other come from behind, especially the Ravens and Miami.
That was a crazy game.
Yeah, Tua underthrew his way into the history books.
Yeah,
with that one.
Oh man.
Do you think it's going to happen again, though? Do you think that'll happen again?
He plays the Ravens.
Is that a one-off? That's a one-off thing. Yeah. Well, either way, will Tua do it again, or will the Ravens just tank?
Ravens are tanking, dude. For sure.
The Ravens, I was saying this before the season, and it's showing up that the Ravens' defense is a mess, especially the secondary. It's showing up pretty good. That's why I picked the Jets as my upset in week one and all that. So
that's good for coach, though, because his team's going to be in a shootout week in, week out. So you're welcome, buddy.
Yeah, oh, well,
you're welcome.
Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe.
Maybe not meet. Terrible maybe pick. Not week three terrible with the pick. Bills.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, well, maybe. He's going to be running. He's like, I'll do it myself. Jeez. throw the ball.
Throw it to him.
Catch it.
We're talking about Lamar. Tyreek Hill. Lamar.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So okay. So yeah, both of them. Yeah. Fantasy wise.
Both really fast.
Both of them are really fast, and they're going to put up a lot of points. It was hard to tell which one you were talking about there.
They're also the same.
Yeah. Very fast, but I think that surprising one for me was the Jets coming back. Literally, Don sent that 99% chance of winning that the Browns had with like minute 30, and it was 30-17.
Yeah,
no lead is safe against the Jets.
Yeah,
jeez. Against the elite one.
Joe Flacco, young man, Joe Flacco.
Did somebody slap Joe Flacco, or what happened there?
I guess. Playing for his life.
He's got something to prove.
Someone just left Corey Davis out there by himself, all alone. It was like, all right.
Like, hey, I'm Joe Flacco. You're not going to do this to me.
And I played the Browns defense. that was a mistake.
With confidence. With confidence.
Like, this is a genius move right here.
Oh, man.
No brainer.
All right, let's,
Jets will be lucky to score.
But, shoot. The Browns, if anybody can find a way to brown out in a game, it's the Browns.
It's the Browns.
Is Breece Hall going in Miles'
he's in
little...
there.
He's going in the Dookie dumpster.
Miles will trade you something for if you don't already have him.
Donnie's Dookie dumpster? Is he in there? In it?
The doo doo leg? Instead of the gulag, the doo doo leg?
Yeah, the poo lag.
I thought he did. We got so much other stuff going on, I forgot to make a Donnie's Dookie dumpster this week.
Put him in there.
didn't make the show notes this week.
didn't make the show notes.
Oh man!
No, I thought the Breece Hall and the Jets as a whole is doing pretty good for the schedule they got. They got totally
and being the Jets.
Yeah, being the Jets already, and then having to go up against that schedule. There's no way that they should win a game in the first 8 weeks. And there you go, they won one.
They won one. They got more than the Panthers. I'll say that. So
Panthers, man,
Oy. That's why I had my hat backwards.
Boy,
I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk about it.
I'm just a fan of the NFL.
I love the NFL. The NFL is who I'm rooting for. And this past weekend shows why the NFL is the number one sport in the world. Like
it's week to week.
I'm looking at some of these scores. There was one. Two, three blowouts. The rest were like within touchdowns and field goals of each other.
Dude, like, it's just so awesome because every year, minus whatever team Tom Brady's playing for, you have no idea what you're going to get. Look at the Bengals.
You
right
can't
now.
Anticipate a thing. You yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they have Super Bowl lag, but they didn't win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it gives every fan hope. It gives them hope, like yeah. except my fan base, but everybody else has hope that hey, maybe one day my franchise will actually get their shit together and maybe we can get one of those Super Bowls.
Duh, Bills.
Miles, can I throw a random topic out there?
Yeah, go for it.
What 2-0 team is not for real?
Oh.
Giants. Right, this is the answer.
The Giants?
That's an easy answer. Yeah, done.
I don't know.
Yes.
You think to find out on Monday with the Giants.
Who they playing?
Them boys. Them one and one boys.
Them one and one boys.
It's amazing.
It's a 3-0.
Yeah, it's amazing that the Giants, without a functioning receiver core, not that
Sterling
they can't
Shepard
get,
is
he's there, but still they there. Man, they make so many mistakes and they can't get their shit together as receivers. But yeah. You know they didn't really have a preseason. Sterling Shepard wasn't in the preseason or in the off season because of his injury. Galladay wasn't either because of his injuries. Tony, whatever his name is.
Tooney.
You know, come week four, they need to start showing that they know the playbook and can do stuff. Hopefully come week three, it's for the Giant fans out there, but we'll see.
I'm going to say the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the big fakers, 2-0.
You know,
defense is pretty good, man.
Yeah, defense is pretty good. Here's the thing with the Bucks, though. You know, they have like the hardest schedule, and this old man did it with basically a second string. He's done this. I'm just saying. Yeah. They'll surprise you.
There's gonna be one year where he's just too old. Yeah.
He's so old.
Well, that brings me to the next topic.
I don't think it's going to be this year, though.
Is Tom Brady washed? 45.
No.
He ain't showing it to me if he is.
Yeah, he ain't showing it yet.
No. He's got the divorced rage.
Yeah. Man, gosh. But what would it be if he turns out he is washed this year and it comes down to, like, Tom Brady crash and burns in the most epic way with, like, divorce, getting mad at his teammates and all this. Just
the end of a dynasty, like legit end of the dynasty.
Yeah. Like, you talk about those guys that
just crash and burn.
Yeah, you talk about those guys that stuck around a year too long and it's just like some epic disaster.
Epic fail.
Like, you can make a
movie
out of
it. That's all people are going to talk about, too. It's like the end of his career. Like,
yeah. I'm just putting it out there. Like, I don't think so. I don't think he's washed. I think he's gonna finish strong in the season. Not gonna win a Super Bowl.
He'll just retire and then buy the Miami Dolphins and be a billionaire.
Yeah, but
he's just gonna buy a team. He's gonna buy a team and be the quarterback of the team until he can't.
Yeah.
What is FTX? Is all his FTX crypto?
Yeah. Him and Bon Jovi are gonna buy XFL. Who knows?
But shit. I can see the scenario play out where the fall of Tom Brady could just be epic, where he just has a spectacular meltdown and
30 for 30 about it.
Yeah, 30 for 30 about it.
Speaking of meltdown,
he could go out gracefully. Who knows?
Could. Yeah. What is up with these Indianapolis Colts, PJ?
I don't know, man, but I was not even
shut out by the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Told y'all, Jaguars are the lock of the week, man. Told y'all.
Super Bowl.
But no,
no one told me this.
I never thought I would consider trading Jonathan Taylor, but I think we're there.
So that bullshit trade was for real? You sent me?
Yes, dude.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying.
He had one bad game. It's week two and a half.
Hey, man. You got to trade them while people want them.
Stick with it. Eckler hadn't scored a touchdown.
Stick with it on your way down.
Eckler hadn't scored a touchdown.
Wait, Mark, I'm in seventh place now. What do I do?
Stick with it, you can be like me and completely blow your team up after week one.
Just hit the reset button.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. PJ, I'm right behind you. I'm in second. You're in first.
Yeah. And I'm trying to stay there.
Well, dude, I don't like shooting up the number one in the ranks early in the season because
you got a target on your back.
Yeah, makes it's still week zero.
Much worse, right?
Yeah. We're not going to go to like week six or seven.
Creeping up. That's what I like to do.
You're playing your best ball right before the playoffs.
Uh-huh. I got some.
I like to lose the first few weeks on purpose
for a challenge. Then,
yeah,
I like to handicap myself.
Play from behind like Jameis Winston.
All right, just one last note on Tom Brady. Did he start that fight that got Evans ejected?
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
100%.
Yes, definitely.
And then he's going to go get on the stand after and just be like, you know, he did what I felt was right. I don't think he should be punished. Yeah, because you put him there. The only reason he got in a fight is because
it's your fault.
Yeah.
And he also hates Lattimore with a passion.
Yeah.
Oh, he hates the Saints in general.
Evans trucked him, though. That was awesome. That was cool.
But as a fantasy owner,
as
a fantasy owner of Evans, you got to just, every time he plays Lattimore, you got to bench him, right? Because you're not going to get the game out of him.
Trey didn't know that. That's why he lost.
Trey didn't know that.
All right,
moving on to is it Derrick Henry is going downhill or is the Bills defense that good?
Both.
Both, yes.
Yeah, thanks.
All of the above.
Yes.
The Bills are a monster this year. And they're going to do great until they get to the playoffs and then they're just going to screw everything up.
I think Derrick Henry is still also, Derrick Henry. Yeah. It's just the Titans are just terrible now. It's finally caught up with them having Tannehill.
Yeah, when they lost Taylor Lewan, the best offensive lineman in the league, arguably.
Yeah.
I knew
In my humble opinion.
the guy that made Derrick Henry good last year.
Oh.
The straw that stirs the drink.
He had a name.
But no, he's got Tannehill as his quarterback. Got rid of AJ Brown. The wand's gone. Like, he's got nothing, man. He's got nothing.
Well, here's the thing. The offense entirely runs through Derrick Henry. Tannehill could have the greatest game ever. If Derrick Henry doesn't run for 150 yards, they're not going to score any points.
You know who else knows that? All 31 defenses in the NFL know this.
Yeah. Exactly. They finally caught on, and he's like, what, 30?
Well, they knew that last year, but the thing was, is like, who had the personnel to stop him? The Bills didn't have it last year. They got it this year with Von Miller.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, as soon as the offseason hit, they're like, how do we stop Henry? How do we stop every running back we couldn't stop?
We don't have our cornerbacks try to tackle Derrick Henry. Okay.
But they're doing it. They're doing it.
Yeah.
Boom.
Write it down on the board.
Yeah. And also in that game, little side note, apparently Dan Orlovsky tried to hold back a sneeze and farted.
Is that what that was? I thought it was fake.
I thought it was fake, but then
he flubbed something and he was like, I don't know.
No, dude, he was holding back his cheese.
And he shit his pants. And he sharted, farted.
Because then if you look at his face, he's like trying to hold back, like laughing his ass off.
What's the name of the guy that's in the booth with him? And he's just like,
Yes, exactly. His face says it all. Is it not?
Did you just shit your pants?
What's the guy's name? Yeah, that Levy? Guy was embarrassed.
Yeah,
he was embarrassed.
Was it Levy? Just...
Oh, no, the what is his name? It's not Theo Riddick.
Lewis Riddick.
Lewis. Yeah. Yeah,
the old GM for the Giants.
Yeah.
No, the guy in the booth. He was just like ashamed. I think he wanted to leave.
He's just like, here I am in this hot box with this guy to
fart. Yeah.
Take his off and
they cut like, me out.
Start taking his suit off.
Like, they got the commercial and he like took his suit off. That fucking stuff. <stuck.
laughs> Welcome
I didn't believe it when it happened. I was like, did he really just do that? Or was that just a, you know.
I mean, I guess, but it's a lot better to think anyway, that it was real.
Moving on to better TV. Amazon Thursday Night Football. Is Amazon winning?
I love it.
NFL? It.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the best matchup so far, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, the schedule.
Bezos was like, hey, Roger, you're going to give me all the best games you have this season. You're going to put them on Thursday night.
Dude,
he's
Goodell?
A divorced guy. He's got nothing to do on Thursday nights. How can I make this better?
When the Goodell is sitting by himself. Go ahead, Donnie. Go ahead.
Hold on. Goodell. So Bezos gave that ultimatum. It's like, I want Thursday night football and I want good games on it. We're going to make it a thing. And Goodell goes, okay, but you got to take Herb Street.
Yeah, you got to get Herb Street.
Luckily, he didn't say much.
No, my favorite thing was when Goodell was sitting like in a press box with him or something in a suite, and Bezos just has this like supermodel with him, and it looked like Goodell was trying to stay like into a conversation with him. He's like, oh my god, like this Bezos guy is such a dork. Probably didn't even know the players' names.
Yeah, but he's paying for dinner, so I gotta pretend to like him.
Exactly, I gotta laugh at his jokes.
Yeah.
Got his hand around Bezos. The girlfriend has her hand around Bezos, and they're like touching each other's hands.
Dude, no. Okay, look at it. Think about it. The Thursday Night Football. What do you think about Thursday Night Football? You know, it's just some low production shit show.
And not anymore.
Bad wigs.
Yeah, yeah.
No storyline.
Yeah. Bad dialogue. You know, poor production value.
Not a core.
Bezos comes in, we get all new animations, we get player introductions, we get, you know, great commercials.
Russell Thompson.
I don't know. Yeah, all sort. You know, it's just quality.
Yeah,
that makes it look legit. Used to
the beard.
Yeah, on
it's
a
magic.
Thursday, yeah,
dude, completely yeah, exactly. Completely off topic, but I hope Apple TV picks up on NFL because they have baseball games that come on Apple TV. Do they have They have like these stat casters for everything. So they're like, it's like a 30% chance the ball goes here or there. I think that'd be really cool for football if they had
that. Well, Amazon
ESPN
has it.
Needs to do that, but not put it behind a paywall. It needs to be free.
Yeah.
Give the people Amazon, what they want.
Yeah, Amazon's exactly. doing that for free. Everything y'all are asking for, Amazon's doing.
Is that AWS?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. The stat that thing? Yeah. Stat that.
Yeah. The stat
Watson. Thing. Watson. Or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, the IBM Watson.
IBM Watson touchdown calculator.
Oh, Lord. All right. Let's get through this. Jameis Winston, pain everywhere. Apparently played with 4 cracked vertebrae. No wonder they sucked. If I'd known that, I wouldn't have picked them to win the game.
I wouldn't have started him.
How many picks did he have that last week?
I think like 3. One for each vertebrae, probably.
Jeez.
Damn.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into Dolphins and Eagles. Which one of these overhyped teams had a better game?
Probably Eagles. Yeah.
Eagles.
I don't know that the Eagles are overhyped anymore, man.
Yeah.
Nah, it's starting to look true.
I believe it is.
As soon as I heard that their quarterback squats 600 pounds, first of all, I'm like, you're a quarterback. Why are you squatting 600 pounds? But I'm like, this dude might be better than I thought he was.
Does everyone hate Jalen Hurts? I mean,
a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Really?
I think it's because of the Eagles.
Yeah, it might be because he's on the Eagles.
Well, but, I mean, hey, people. Dude,
they won me.
People hate Dak, but that's just because he's on the Cowboys.
True.
Could you imagine if Dak went to a good team?
All my dreams have come true.
Dude, if Dak played like for the 49ers or something like that.
Yeah, like a less hated team. I agree.
Yeah.
Bills Eagles Super Bowl?
Give
can we handle this?
A chance.
Yeah, we Bills Eagles Super Bowl, the whole country would get burned down in party riots.
I'd be jumping all over the table, so I don't care.
They'd split they'd split North America like a folding table.
Buffalo just floating out into the
There's a big crack in the middle of the road.
Didn't when Philly won, didn't they like destroy their town and it turned into like
That was a huge riot. Yeah.
That was before
TikTok. That's all Philadelphia does.
I remember there's a dude that was just like eating horse turds on the ground.
We don't have the infrastructure. We don't have the infrastructure.
They're just looking for an excuse to tear their town down. It's fine.
We need a crack in that bell. We can't handle another one.
So, somebody from out of town rolls in right after the Eagles Super Bowl that's not in the football and stuff. He's like, "Was there a Lakers game? What's going on here?"
It looks like Chernobyl out there.
Yeah.
No, we're just stabbing our neighbors.
Regular day in Philly.
It's a Tuesday.
But I think Philly definitely had the better game because their defense was something and the offense, both.
It's more dynamic.
Both sides of the ball are good enough to win a game.
And, well, especially after the way Minnesota beat Green Bay last week, you were like, Justin Jefferson's going to just go off. They completely shut his ass down.
Hey, let me introduce you to my friend, Darius Slay.
Slay.
Dude.
Boy.
He's one of the best.
Still got it.
Mississippi's own.
Well, are they the best? Are they the best in the NFC?
That's not
I think it's too early.
The Eagles?
I think it's too early.
Yeah, too early. Yeah.
Well, really y'all definitely know that the Bills are the best in the AFC.
Yeah, but the Eagles, too early because Jimmy G's back.
Oh, my goodness.
Jimmy G's segue. Back in the 49ers.
Speaking
of. Donnie with the segue. That was perfect.
It's like we've done this before.
But, so, yeah, Jimmy G.
Sucks for Lance.
Sucks for Lance. As Lance.
That kid is
Trey
done.
Lance. Yeah, has he taken his last snap in the NFL?
Yes, he's done. He's done.
NFL, no. San Francisco, yes.
Yeah.
No, exactly. He'll be in the XFL with Johnny Manziel.
Dude, he played one monsoon game and then turned his ankle around. That was it. Like, he's going to get another shot.
It's a pretty nasty break, man.
He'll get traded around. No, he'll get traded around.
Wouldn't it turn that way? Like, it was bad.
Yeah, it went so bad that, like, it caused, like, tendon ligament damages up the leg.
Oh,
it wasn't. Did
y'all see the break in the Texas Tech game?
No.
No.
Oh,
I did not.
My God. I'll send it to y'all after the show.
No,
it sounds nasty. It sounds pretty nasty.
Make sure you have an empty stomach.
Yeah.
It's like,
patella luxation.
Yeah. You guys want to look at a dead body? There was a Texas Tech game.
A Texas Tech game. But yeah, Trey Lance, not done. Not done.
Yeah, I think he'll get another shot.
Chicago Bears.
Dude, Chase Daniels is still a backup somewhere out there, man.
He'll be struggling at the Giants.
He'll get another shot.
Speaking of Chase Daniels, I looked it up. Yeah. Speaking of Chase Daniels, I looked it up because
he'll be starting on Urban Meyer's
FFL Bigger might not play this coming week. I was like, let me see who his backup is, see if his receivers and stuff are worth starting still. And lo and behold, Chase Daniels is the backup.
Mr. Moneymaker.
Yeah. How did they afford that one?
I saw like a meme of him the other day. He's made $42 million. Played in like six games or something like that.
Dude's like some of the richest guys in the NFL are like the backups, the journeymen.
Sam Bradford.
Smith, yeah. Sam Bradford. Fitzpatrick.
Hey, Jeff George.
He was a starter at one point.
Those guys are moneymakers. Just to ride pine.
Whoever Brett Favre's backup was for like 16 years.
Drew Bledsoe at one point. I don't know.
Tom Orlowski.
Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, Brian Hoyer.
Hoyer's a good one.
Yeah, Hoyer's the ultimate backup.
Castle played that role for a while.
Matt Castle, what happened to him?
Yeah, Jimmy G. Jimmy G, like, was a backup for the longest, and then, calling you up. Made it to the big leagues.
He was a backup last week. Look at him now.
Let's see what this kid got.
They had him on ESPN, like, signing autographs after the game with just a huge smile. He's like, I'm back, guys. I'm back.
Everyone cares. No, they don't.
Man, right, someone smile on Jimmy G.
Is he overhyped? Is he?
Jimmy G?
Overhyped? Yeah.
Not hyped enough, man.
Okay.
Overhated, maybe.
Yeah.
You seen that face, man?
Yeah.
Makes for good TV. Does.
Man. He's living out in wine country, dating porn stars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so
I'm just jealous.
That's what it is. That's why people hate him.
My jealousy.
All right. Anyway, Bengals. If they lose to the Jets, what happens?
I think the Bengals are already done. I don't think it matters if they win.
They're irrelevant. Yeah, they're done. Yeah, they're irrelevant.
They're not making the playoffs. Yeah. They're
that division has looked pretty crappy, though. Pretty poopy.
Yeah, that whole division's crap.
Pretty poopy.
Yeah. Yeah, they were supposed to be one of the, like, you know, blue-collared, everybody's got good defenses, beating each other up and all that kind of stuff.
Dude, after last year, there's a lot of expectations that they did not meet this year so far. But it's only week three and a half, two and a half, three, you know. They could turn it around. You never know.
Every team in that division lost last week, didn't they?
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. As bad as they're performing, the other teams in that division aren't up to snuff either. So they got a shot.
Sucks worse.
Who comes out of that division on top at the end of the day? All said and done.
It still could. Steelers.
Steelers? I'm going to say Ravens. I'm going to say Ravens.
You're being hopeful. You're being hopeful, coach.
They're all terrible.
I'm going Steelers. I think Steelers have the best defense.
I'm going to go with the Bills.
The Bills are going to move over to the AFC North take over that division.
We've won so much. We won two division titles this year. We were so good in our division. Like we came to your division.
Take over the new division.
The next evolution. That's the next evolution of football. You have to conquer other divisions.
They're so bad that it doesn't matter because the Bills are good enough. Isn't it?
Yeah. I got you.
Mr. Irrelevant.
All right, last topic for real NFL. Nathaniel Hackett versus Mike McCarthy. Who sucks more?
I'm going to go Hackett because he's
McCarthy.
At least McCarthy's won a Super Bowl.
McCarthy has won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but what we're talking Hackett about done? Now. We're talking about
now?
Yeah.
I'm still going to go Hackett.
I'm going Hackett. Can I McDaniels? Is McDaniels on there?
the Raiders McDaniels?
Put him on there.
If we're going to talk about the worst coach in the NFL, then I'm going Matt Rhule, obviously.
Is he still a coach in the NFL? Does that count?
What about the Bears coach? I don't even think they're trying this year.
Well, he's new, so he's at least it's his first year.
They're trying.
Fooled me.
I'll give the Bears a benefit.
11
passes.
Bears, The Bears are just junior varsity.
Yeah.
Are they
those
even
kids,
a team?
Those
are
kids are trying. They just right suck. Now,
junior varsity.
Yeah.
Bro, in the Bears game, did y'all see the touchdown that didn't get called for Fields?
No.
Nobody watched that game?
Yeah, no one watched that
game.
Yeah.
Was it televised? I don't think it was
televised. Yeah, he clearly scored, and they were like, the referees, we can't confirm, so it doesn't count.
Oh, yeah, there was like a weird...
Oh, like it was on the goal line, and his head was clearly broke the plane.
Half
but...
his body was over the line. They're like, oh, can't see the ball. Doesn't count. Ball stands. Like, dude, let's chip the balls already. Like, come on, man. 2022.
Chip the balls.
Chip the balls. That sounds like a slogan. All right. Y'all want to say anything else about, the Miami's coach, the other McDaniels. I saw him on TV for the first time after that game. And I was like, is this the dude from the league? Isn't he the dentist guy or whatever from the league? Sounds like him, looks like him.
Looks just like him.
Did he play football at some point in his life?
Probably not. I don't think so. But hey, man, here he is.
He just took his fantasy team to the next level.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Yeah.
Won his league 5 years in a row and got noticed.
I'm going to make this real. I hit platinum. Time to go.
Go real.
Mark, update that resume, man. You never know.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking
of. I'm on the short list.
Speaking of fantasy, do y'all want to play some NFT games?
I want my belt back.
Yes.
I want it back. Let's see what happened last week. Coach,
where's the music, man? Can we get the music?
Oh, yeah, let's get some music. Which one?
Oh, God. Edit that one out.
My labels are all off. Who's been messing with my labels?
I don't think I made an NFT games song, did I? Did I have one last week?
We used to have games.
Yeah, I'll bring that one back.
Bring that one back
next week. All right, for our listeners, let me explain the games. We do like a snake draft with each category. So we'll go through QBs, and the order of the snake will be based on last week's games, who came in first, second, third, fourth. And so we'll start with QBs, and then it'll snake around to, was it Arby's, and then wide receivers and tight ends.
Then Taco Bell, and then Wendy's. I was going to suggest, not obviously we can't do, I don't want to do it this week, but next week for the NFT games, instead of like doing order of quarterback, running back, wide receiver, kind of treat it like a actual draft and just be like, pick what you want. If you want to go quarterback first, go quarterback first. If you want to go running back first, go running back first, but like still that. Snake it. But then you get to pick which position you want to fill up first. You see what I'm saying?
We could...
next week. It's a next week thing.
I'll think about it.
You bring this up now?
I did. It's just it.
Yeah, but, you know, we're not picking enough players to really be strategic like that.
No, but...
But we'll do it. We'll do it.
We'll figure it out next week. That's a next week thing. Having said that, I'm going to take Josh up now.
Josh Allen. I said that. I want Josh Allen right now.
The list I'm looking at, he's 21. So
I don't know what I'm looking at because Dak's 10 right now. So,
oh Lord, I didn't even pull my list.
Half point PPR.
I'm in it, man. It has Dak 10. Is he good again?
I have Derek Carr at 10.
You guys are on a different internet than I am because
I'm looking up week 3.
Yeah, I got Derek Carr.
Weekly.
Yeah.
Weekly. Got it.
Yeah, week 3.
Go to weekly. Yeah. Weekly rankings.
Yeah. Yeah, weekly.
Reading's hard.
Talk me through this like I'm 10.
All right, let me scroll on down. We got quarterbacks first. I'm going to go. Hey, he's got the hot hand. Might as well stay with the hot hand. I'm going to go Joe Flacco.
Ooh, I like it.
Ooh.
Because.
All right.
Bust.
Bust. Man,
Johnny Utah.
Yeah. Marcus Mariota did pretty good last week. So good. He bumped up to number 18. I can't select him again.
Oh, my goodness, Don. What are you going to do for the second pick?
I guess I'm going to have to go not Matt Ryan, but Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy G.
Jimmy above 20? What are they thinking? You can't get no respect.
Put some respect on Jimmy G's name now.
It's like that draft, you know. Defense. I don't
know. Well, my goal here with picking Jimmy G is that Hackett can't get a play called to him in time to tell his quarterback Russell Wilson what to do. So they just keep delaying the game until Jimmy G gets like easy yardage.
Marky, I gotta take a timeout. Timeout. I don't know what we're running.
Am I up?
We can get a field goal, Coach.
It's all you, man. Between you
it's
and
all
me,
you, Marky. Well, don't mess it up.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go Mac Jones.
I like it. I was looking at that
Mac
one.
And cheese.
Against Baltimore.
Mac and cheese. Yeah, against Baltimore's doo-doo bin. Donnie's doo-doo bin defense. Or ooh. Should I go Cooper Rush? Oh, wait, PJ, you're up next.
All right, man. I don't think he's on right back this week. I'm going Geno Smith.
Oh.
Oh, hey, he is going up against the Falcons.
Yeah, the ATL is going
at home.
Mm.
He's going to right back, but it's going to be in Braille.
That's a good pick.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
The blind Bye, people dude. Are up in arms.
Yeah, dude.
We're going to cancel you as soon as we write this letter.
Yeah.
All right, dude.
I gotta find the mailbox. Damn.
Dude, I am going to go. Go James Robinson.
Look at you.
Mm.
Being all smart.
Is he top 20?
He's 24. He's
got him at 24.
Yeah, bottom 20. Sorry.
Bottom picking, 20.
Yeah. Bottom 20.
He's bottom 20.
All right, Maki. Who do you got?
You're writing these things down?
I'm writing everything down.
Oh, it's recorded for posterity.
I got everything written down. I'm writing it down.
Give me Tony Pollard.
Again? Didn't you take him last time?
Did you not learn anything last week?
I didn't take Tony Pollard last time.
I would never do that.
Never do that. It's ridiculous.
I would never.
How dare you?
Okay. Hey, scratch that. Give me. No, I'm just kidding. I'm Cordell Patterson. Patterson. Done.
No, you done took Tony, man.
That's fine.
You done took Tony.
I'll take you. Yeah, let's do this. Let's ride.
The ink's already dry.
Off, man.
The ink's dry.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Broncos let's country. Ride. Let's ride.
Oh, man.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
Alvin Kamara. Y'all. Alvin Kamara is down here at 22. Does he play this week?
That's what I was about to say. Is he even going to play?
I'm risking. Hey, oh. I'm risking it for the biscuit, guys.
Oh,
risk
my
it for the brisket.
Yeah.
Michael Thomas Alvin just Kamara. Got all your points.
Right, they'll start. They'll start. What's his name? Tight end at quarterback, and
yeah. Oh, Tay Tay,
Alvin Kamara point. Yeah, Tay Tay will take my points.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take Cordell.
That's who I wanted to pick.
Well,
why didn't you
say then,
it?
But then Pollard came out.
But I
your
didn't.
Mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, Pollard. Yeah, it happens.
It's like when you panic order at a restaurant. Oh.
Who is not picking Hendo right now? Henderson. Oh, I missed that.
Not next week. Not now one of us.
Nobody took him, man. All right, coach, who's your wide receiver?
wide receiver is going to be, let's see. Dang.
Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp. No, I'll go. Know what? It's going to be prime time. I think CD. I think CD's going to do it.
Ooh, nice. Good pick.
CD Lamb.
This is
Donnie.
I'm going for you guys so y'all can talk about it later. New York Jets, Corey Davis.
Nice.
Here we go.
Oh, he's not.
Here we
he's
go.
He's not in the bottom. Yeah, you guys
keep,
20.
Keep scrolling. He's,
yeah.
He's in the 55.
Bottom 40. 54.
It's like that's him and Robbie Anderson.
Dang, he is 54. Man, look at all that potential I left on the board.
Yeah.
You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. I could have took Curtis Samuel.
You're welcome, is it me? Mark. Is it me?
It's Mark's turn.
Marky Mark.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's one on here I kind of wish I would have taken.
All right. I will choose. Give me Allen Robinson.
Dang
that's
it.
A terrible pick, huh?
No, it's not. I was actually going to take him. That's fine.
It was so good that everyone was silent.
It's like, did this guy really say that?
Yeah. This You're guy making me second guess my pick again.
This guy has shown nothing all year. Maybe he'll be in the game plan this week. I'm going Juju.
Juju.
Ooh. Yeah, I thought about doing Juju. He's due. Juju is due.
Honorable mention, I was if I didn't take the guy, if I didn't take CD, I would have taken Jacoby Myers.
Everybody's sleeping on Drake London.
I got to go for a tight end, right?
Yeah, tight ends.
Tight end, dude.
Give me Kittle. Give me Kittle, my newly acquired.
Taking the risk. He might not play, but you got him.
I thought he was good to go this week.
We'll see.
Yeah, I already said it. We'll find out.
Yeah. But what Mark said about Jake London, man, I like the kid. He's good.
Everybody's sleeping on him. I should have picked him.
Everybody writing him off.
So we're on the TE?
We're on the tight ends.
Let me go with
bottom 20.
Kittle's off the board.
Yeah, the bottom 20.
Not already. It's
hard. Give me Cole Kmet.
Kmet.
I'll take that one. No.
Dude, he got like a target last week.
Well, he's also playing Houston this week.
Yeah, but we just talked about how bad the Bears are.
Didn't Houston shut someone down this past week?
He ain't shut nobody down, dude. Okay, whatever.
If he shuts us up, he shuts us up. But
yeah, let's see it.
I don't know about that.
I mean, he's no Hunter Henry.
Let me see.
Tight end's just a... Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, it's a wasteland, dude.
We lost Coach. We're about to pick a tight end for him.
No, yeah, I'm here.
He'll come back. He'll come back.
Give him Juwan Johnson.
Yeah, let me pick my tight end.
He's out of here.
Dang, you took Kittle, huh?
You can have him too if you want.
Yeah, we both have him. Yeah. I'm gonna go Isaiah Likely because he's likely to not do anything.
More than likely.
More than likely.
Isaiah Likely.
Cole Kmet gets
for the Ravens.
For
the Ravens.
Likely. Y'all can still hear me though. I think my camera.
Yeah, it's just your camera went down.
Yeah, utility. EOS something on.
That's just like I had my hand up.
I was waving there, sir. Let me take man.
Hey, while you're thinking, you can type in the chat if you for whatever reason you need to.
Oh okay.
Just say it, please.
Taysom Hill.
Nah, I'm gonna go Schultz.
Schultz. He's outside the
20. What? He's not.
He hurt his knee, man. He's not playing.
He's 35.
No, that's right. Why he's 35.
He's ranked. Yeah, he's ranked. He's ranked.
Ranked. Yeah, if F is a ranking. Wow.
if we all top or zero on tight end.
You know what? I think I might do all right.
That's funny.
Cole Kmet might beat
top tight end in NFT games.
Yeah.
No Juwan Johnson.
Juwan.
Has he done anything? I haven't really seen too many of the Saints do that.
No, because Taysom Hill does it all. He throws and catches his own passes.
All right, guys. That's the NFT games. Time to get into the big show, the fantasy.
Can y'all see me now?
Yeah, coach is back just in time. You're about the fantasy, man. Y'all have it. Y'all have at it. The floor is yours. I'm just going to crack one of these.
Yeah, I'll just sit back and let coach explain himself.
What are you drinking? What is that?
Some hydration.
Fanta? What is that? White? Is that Fanta?
Can you read it?
Ice?
I'm going to read off
diary.
Not my diary. I'm going to read my week week one. This is my week one lineup. It goes as follows.
Dear diary.
Let's ride with Aaron Rodgers, who only got me 3 points. That's my quarterback. DJ Moore, Terry McLaurin, Derrick Henry, Swift, Hockenson, and big old Chubb. Let's flash forward. Wheeling and dealing. My week three lineup. Lamar Jackson, Mike Williams, Tyreek Hill, Aaron Jones, Swift, Mark Andrews, Cordell Patterson. I completely blew up my team and just went nuts. Am I going to regret it next year? Probably, but.
If I'm being honest, your second team sounds way better than your first one. Seriously.
It does. I'm trying to go for a balanced attack rather than good at one position or the other.
I am just
flabbergasted.
There's enough time in me to watch you draft next year.
Can I buy draft picks? How much are draft picks?
Can we do a mock draft of him like every week with his picks that he has? Just right, see how his team turns out.
Next, redraft. Next preseason, we need to do the podcast and we do a mock draft for coach leading up to the real thing.
Take out the first 60 players on the list, and then you're picking your players from there.
You got Lamar Jackson. I got Logan Thomas.
Of your keepers, do you have any of those still?
No, I don't think so. I think I got rid of all my keepers. I didn't keep any of my keepers. No, I mean, I got Rodgers. Rodgers is the only one I kept.
Who was your first round pick in this past draft?
Swift.
So can he keep Swift?
Well, not if he keeps the other running back. You only get to keep one running back. All right, to explain the league to our listeners, we have a special keeper league. You get to keep one quarterback, one running back, or one
pass
wide
catcher.
Receiver or tight end. Yeah, we just call them pass catchers because it's not really.
But it can't be famous. Another. It can't be another running back.
Yeah, you can't. No. You can't do two running backs.
One.
And you can't do like wide receiver. You can just do QB, running back, and a wide receiver
tight end.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
As of right now, I would keep Lamar, keep Aaron, and Tyreek. Those are the three I would keep. That's pretty good core group right there to build your team on.
The drop off from those three, like
you had Nick
this past year, like I had Jonathan Taylor and Devontae Adams as my two keepers, and then I had all the picks up until like the eighth round or something like that to pair with them. So if you're talking about pairing those three with, I mean, if you're going to like the fourth round now.
But who's to say I can't get something for Swift? Who's to say I can't get something for Mike Williams? Like a third or a second?
Can.
You might. Anything's possible. I mean, somebody traded Bateman in their first round pick for Tyreek Hill in their in an eighth or something.
Yeah, yeah, that was. I mean, people do that. People do that. So
yeah, so people do that.
Happens.
Dummies.
But let's run through your trades. Let's run through your trades. Because I want the listeners to know how Coach ended up in this predicament.
How did Coach completely blow up his team
2 weeks earlier? Like, you needed some subtitles.
Previously on.
Yeah, previously on.
You're probably wondering how I got here. let's see.
We're full on D-gens with our fantasy. We don't have veto. So if we, you know, we're allowed to just totally do whatever we want with our teams like that.
Like the dumbest decisions ever.
Yeah.
We like to call them a thumbprint.
Okay. So it all started with me and Neil. And we were going back and forth, talking back and forth. I legit sent him a trade.
It got heated.
Yeah. I sent him a trade. Without any draft, like draft picks involved.
Yeah. It got steamy.
And then he sends me back one. And then I was like, dude, look at this. My buddy was sitting next to me. I was like, dude, look at this. He's going to give me Lamar Jackson and Deebo Samuel. And all I got to give up is DJ Moore and Nick Chubb. Oh, except, but the way that I got an issue with Yahoo, how it looks on the app as compared to. The email, like, it blends in and it just, I don't know, your eyes play tricks.
All you got to do is read.
Yes. I ain't got time for that.
No, he knew what he was doing.
We were going back and forth, back and forth. Plus, I was getting ready to go to a game. And then I clicked accept. He took my first round pick. And gave me in return a 10th round pick. I was probably going to have to call the commish on that one. But I was like, it was more funny to me that I messed up that big. So then I'm like, all right, now he's got me by the balls.
Yeah.
That kind of ignited it. So I was like, you know what? I bet he'll take Derek and give me my first round back. And then he traded me Aaron Jones. So that's where I got, I think ended up being a good trade. The Derrick Henry and his 10th round for Aaron Jones and my first round back.
That's because Henry's getting trucked the rest of the year.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, it's been pretty good so far.
So far. Yeah. If you had to choose between Derrick Henry and Aaron Jones. Because Derrick Henry's not catching any balls out of the backfield, right? I don't think he's
He's not a
prolific pass catcher, but he's not right he's now. Done it.
He's and done back, it, but
back when he backed up the good Murray, DeMarco Murray, was that his name?
Yeah, that's right.
And when he backed him up, he caught passes.
King
but
Henry.
He would never rush. Yeah.
I've had Aaron Jones for a couple of years. That guy can disappear for weeks at a time.
Oh, yeah. He's the Julio Jones of running back.
It's strange. He'll bust out 45-point game like it's nothing.
Like he did last week?
Yes. And then you'll get about 4 weeks in a row where it's just like, dude, why are they not using him?
It's weird. A.J. Dillon does all the work, or they just don't run the ball or something dumb.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Well, in the past, the Packers always go to an extreme. It's either all Devontae or all Aaron Jones. They don't have Devontae anymore, so they kind of need him a lot more than.
You got Lazard. Like, no.
You got Sammy Watkins.
Have you heard of Tonyan?
Yeah. Fucking Tonyan.
I think.
Charlie tried to trade me Eckler for Tonyan.
Oh, gosh. Charlie.
I don't think some of these people are serious, man. When it comes to the trades.
But I wasn't done yet.
Sorry. He wasn't done yet. We'll get to it. Aaron Jones, I think, will have a better floor than he has in years past, but he is going to disappear on you.
He's got a lot more stable running game now.
Yeah, real quick on a tangent on Charlie. Like, ever since he figured out he can, like, put those little – once he figured out how to put the little trade, the draft picks in, because he didn't know how to do it last year.
All you can do is scroll down. You just scroll down, and there they are.
Scroll down.
Yeah, he wanted Eckler in a first round pick for like Robert Tonyan in a 14th round pick. I'm like, he's like, you're not being fair. I'm like,
did I originally not being fair? Did I originally pull it over on you whenever you got Fournette from me like a year ago, or did you know that I was getting a draft pick for that one?
Oh, I took a draft pick for Fournette.
That's what it was, right?
But I thought you had to trade draft picks. Like, you can't.
Yeah, you have to.
Like
a 15th or something like that.
Yeah.
You have to give one up to get one.
Well, I talked you up. You wanted to give me, like, your very last one because you're just unrealistic in this whole expanse of.
He was being PJ.
Yeah, PJ. It's like, I don't see no value with it unless you take my very last pick. You know, like,
hey, take it easy.
Yeah, you gotta
know what would Alex do.
What
would Alex do?
All right, so anyway, Chuck figured out how to trade draft picks, and now he won't send a trade without
a legit trade anymore.
No, yeah. It's just all how can I dick somebody over? Yeah. But back to the coach's story,
how can I slip in?
Okay, coach, finish it. So then
I wake up this morning. I'm like, you know what? PJ said something. He said something to me last night. He said, "Hey, Tiki, let's get nuts." I was like, "Oh, let's see what he's got." And I was like, "Oh, this is bullshit." It was a good check. It was in my favor. I was like, "Oh, that's a bullshit. He's not gonna go through that." So, but he didn't hit send. So I send him the exact same trade that he sent me. Like countered immediately with some bullshit, trying to slip in some one-sided draft picks. So I had to read again, but
dude,
I learned my lesson.
Didn't even ask for your first. It was like a third for what was it? A third for
no. Originally, it was a fourth. Originally, it was a fourth. I don't know where this third crap came in, but originally you asked for a fourth for like an eighth, and I was like, Let's close the gap a little bit. So then you were like, I can't let him go without a third. I was like, where'd that come from?
It's so hard to gauge when you're trading draft picks that you just don't need to do it. That's how I feel about it.
No,
it's like, I don't know what I'm going to get. What's going to happen next year? You never know.
What was going through my head is I'm giving him Andrews. Like, in what round would I realistically want Andrews in another draft? So either it would be a second round or a third round. So I'm thinking if I'm going to give him Andrews, I need a third rounder in return for next year. But we work something out. We keep going, Coach.
We go back and forth. All of a sudden, he throws in Kittle. I was like, shit, I've been trying to get rid of Kittle like for a while.
Speaking of not taking another snap.
Yeah, I'll ship Kittle off. You can have Debo. I just had him for like a week. But, hey, Jimmy G's back there. Trey Lance isn't back there. They might actually do something. So he sends me Bateman, and he sends me Andrews. And we swapped what? You got the –
We didn't do draft picks.
No draft picks. Yeah. So I think that was a pretty fair trade.
I think it helped both of us.
Yeah.
I needed another wide receiver.
I upgraded my tight end position because I was kind of shaky at tight end. I was kind of relying on TJ Hockenson or Everett. Gerald Everett or TJ
Hockenson. Gerald Everett.
Everett is good. He'll average you about, and I still got him, so I'm going to keep him.
But dude, that was my thing, and the only reason I was willing to let Andrews go is because I had Waller on my bench, and I still have Waller. So now I have Waller.
I think that was the reason why.
Why are you not starting him?
Waller?
Yeah.
Because I had Andrews.
Well, never mind. That's touche. Yeah.
Good point. Good point. That's what happens when you got depth. Like, flip that's why Neil on. Gave he had the Patrick rich Mahomes.
Get richer, man. The rich get richer.
That's why he had Patrick Mahomes, so he gave me Lamar Jackson, and now Lamar Jackson's like my starter. So,
speaking of Hockenson, I'm like, I got him in the other league, and I'm so tempted to drop him. I saw where you.
I dropped him.
But like, I was like, before I drop him, I was going to see if I could trade him or make a trade to upgrade, because there's nothing really good.
Nothing you lose,
Yeah, and I'm looking at Walt, who will never trade with me ever in the history of fantasy football. And so I'm trying to make a move on. He's got two really good tight ends in our other league, which is not really. He's got, what's the Arizona's? Ertz and Waller. Oh. And that's pretty good in the other league because, you know, and I was just like, man, how did he end up with these two solid tight ends in the draft? Because nobody, ends up with more than one good tight end in that league. And I go and I'm like looking and I was like, hold on. I remember in the draft, I really wanted, I saw Waller go by and I was like, I don't really want him. But on the scoop around on the next round, I was going to take a tight end, and like tight end started falling off the board. And I was like, I'm going to get Ertz this go. And he got snaked, and it was freaking Walt went back to back tight ends early.
What animal does that?
Yeah, what animal does that? Who would do such a thing?
He was cornering the market. He was cornering the market.
What's wrong with that kid?
Dude, I had the same thing happen to me with those quarterbacks, because like I was literally gauging it out, right? Okay, well, I'm still going to be able to grab a quarterback here, and it was the one that I wanted. And the guy in front of me already had two quarterbacks. I was like, he's not going to take another one. So I take somebody else, and of course, that idiot with two quarterbacks drafts a third one. Totally screwed my end up with Kirk Cousins as my quarterback.
Prime time.
He's got a good floor. He's all right.
Yeah, don't play him on a Monday night.
Yeah, I played him last week.
All right,
snaked at tight end as well. But the guy that got snaked was Doo Doo, turns out. And I wound up.
Hey, you can have him now. You can have him now, Mark, if you want him.
I wound up with a better tight end, apparently. So.
Yeah, I like Ertz this year. But
you coach it's another chapter, man.
So final chapter. I have three Ravens already. I'm like, Bateman. Bateman's good, but maybe I can upgrade. So I look at Gabe's team. Gabe has Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle and Justin Jefferson.
And Tua.
And he's loaded.
All on his bench.
And I'm like, his team's so loaded that he's always going to have somebody go off on his bench. So let me help him out. Let me take one of these guys off him.
He's got too much depth.
Too much depth. Not enough
that.
Hands.
I was like,
what would be tempted? What would I take? What would I take for Tyreek Hill? So I just threw it out there. Why not? And sent him my first. In return for 8, and we traded Bateman for Hill. So that's how I got Tyreek Hill. Probably idiot. Stupid, but yeah.
That's a good trade.
Take a proven receiver.
It was a good trade. If I was either one of them, I would accept that trade.
Yeah,
that's a good trade. That's a great trade from what you told me. But
I mean, we'll see this weekend. Hopefully Tyreek Hill doesn't blow his knees out or something like that, or get arrested for beating his kid or something like that.
Yeah, dude,
Evan keeps sending me the most doo-doo trades. Like, anytime I see his name pop up, I don't even look at it. I'm just like, it's going to be stupid. Like, you're wasting my data.
Yeah. The counter offer he sent me back, after I sent him a pretty fair trade, it was going to be like maybe swapping Andrews for Kelsey and like one other guy. He sent me one back, was like, I'll give Damian Williams for Aaron Jones. Yeah. Give me
Damian Harris.
Yeah, give me Damian. Yeah. Harris for Aaron Jones and like Gerald Everett. It's like, what?
He's been trying to dump William. I mean, Damian Harris.
Damian.
Well, here's why I even drafted him. We were sitting
Damon Targaryen.
We were sitting there drafting together. We were on our laptops, and we were at the brewery, and listening to some jazz. And I was like, "Well, hey, Damian Harris is sitting right there, and you have nothing else to pick." And he's like, "He took him, and he like regretted ever since." And
he's been Damian trying to Harris trade him.
But he's got like what he got like 15 points last week or something. He's not terrible.
Dude, it's a Patriots running back, man.
He's an RB2.
Yeah,
he's RB2.
I know. But he's serviceable as a, you know, if we were 12.
Aaron Jones is like an elite running back.
Yeah. No. I'm not saying that trade was just egregious and stupid. It was.
The thing is, he tried to make me and Coach feel stupid. Like, oh, y'all just don't understand value. Like, is that really what's happening here?
I'm pretty sure if I put that through any analytics calculator, it's going to say that's a totally uneven.
I would just say error. I'd be like, I guess I don't understand then. I don't know. I'm not taking it.
Yeah, I'm not taking it.
Yeah.
Understandable.
All right.
Man.
Well, before we move
trades. I love it.
Yeah. Before we move on out of the fantasy and into the bets, I just want to read some of the shenanigans that was written in the group chat. So, you know, after Coach traded away his first round pick, honestly, when we were first talking, I was busy with my kid and I didn't see that it was Bateman. I thought it was some other, like a good wide receiver you traded. And like, went with the whole first round, 8 round pick. And, so then like I was like, oh okay, it was Bateman, and then started backpedaling on
I was about to veto it for the first time.
Yeah, I was about to veto it just because I was like, what are you doing?
Are y'all drunk?
Anyway, speaking
it's
of
9 a.m.
Yeah, and then Coach, I guess, was starting to get worried about not having that first round pick after we were telling him he ain't gonna get nothing next year. And I said, don't worry, Coach. I'm sure T. Hill won't be used as a decoy for half the games, and that Tua's arm will somehow get stronger to handle double and triple coverage throws to Hill.
He's got Waddle too.
Yeah. And then let me go to the this other group. This is the good stuff up in here. Y'all were all complaining over the trades and stuff, and Evan was trying to get y'all to take Damian Harris. And then Trey chimes in because I made a trade this morning that nobody wants to talk about, where I gave out
Pickers.
I gave out DK Metcalf for Tooney.
Sure, he said that you took Tooney willingly.
Yeah, it's Miles got Kadarius Tony off of me today by choice. And I traded him. Here's my thought on it. It's like I've seen enough out of the Seahawks in 2 weeks to know, hey, DK's
got to get double teamed. Yeah.
DK is capped where he is. I'm not expecting anything out of him. And I got the depth and other players. I'm not trading for like a wide receiver one or two on my team. This is a bench dude. And I would never play DK over my other guys unless something drastic happened. Anyway, so I'm like, Kadarius Toney, even though he's dumb and doesn't really know how to show up and figure out the playbook, if he does, the dude's got skills. You know, he's going to blow up.
He's a target monster.
If they figure out how to get him the ball, which I think the Giants, you know, with their awful offseason and stuff, will figure it out. I'd take the chance. If not, heck, I'd drop him for somebody else. I'm not playing DK either way. I don't have to worry about DK no more. That's the other thing.
You don't have to worry about Gino writing back.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about that no more. But
I'll
anyway,
trade you,
y'all
I'll trade you Tyreek Hill for a first rounder.
Yeah, Mark was get out of here. and Mark was talking about he was worried about too many Broncos on his team. And then let me find what Neil said. Like, too many Broncos, no such thing. I got three fucking Jets. Either I'm dumb or I have gigantic balls. I'll hang up and listen. And then I picked Hurst pulled his groin, tight end for the Bengals, pulled his groin. So I was like, I'll pick up the Jets tight end. I was like, I just picked up my second Jet. Whose balls are growing now?
Oh, man.
Big dumb balls.
Big dumb balls. And then I text Neil, and I'm like, hey, Neil, let's just have all our Jets go at each other this week.
Just bench everybody and just have only Jets players allowed.
Just only play Jets.
Dude,
I'll do it if you do it.
Dude, that would be kind of fun for like a playoff game. Just like, hey, pick your both your best players. We're going at it.
Yeah.
Achilles style.
I thought about doing that one year. I was just going to tank it and just draft and pick all the Browns, change my name to the Browns, and just brown out.
Dang.
Brown hard.
Brown out.
Anyway.
That's hard to do.
Yeah. No one
down
wants them.
Down with the Brown.
And then Nick Chubb.
On the plus side, picking up my Jets, I can get back to watching my illegal streams of the New York Jets because I don't get them here in Mississippi.
I love how you chase value, Miles.
I do. I'm all about high upside.
Show me volume, and I'll show you a Miles player.
Who's a sneaky play this week fantasy wise if anybody can think of one, because I'm thinking running back for the Texans against the Bears or
the Bears.
Lenny the Bears, what's that, Damian Price?
Yeah, Damian Price. I dropped him in my other league.
Yeah, I picked him up for free.
Nice.
Thank you.
I traded him to you secretly.
Well, here's secret trade on off the waivers. but here's the funny thing is, like, I just threw a dollar in just in case somebody did try to pick him up for free. So I got Damian Price for $1 off waivers. And then Drew paid $6 of the fake Fab Bucks for Rex Burkhead on the same waiver period. I'm like, you just paid up for the wrong guy.
Yeah.
Did y'all see where Chuck?
What are you thinking?
You see what Chuck did? Mostert.
Oh yeah,
he paid like $18.
$15.
Like $18 worth of Fab on Mostert. Anyway, yeah.
So if nobody else bids, do you just get the pick, or do they still take your money?
Does that kid know what he's doing?
Oh, it still takes your money if you put Fab down. Even if nobody else bids. But you can go back and see what other people bid. Like, I got yet another Jet, the George Wilson.
For 16.
But it worked out because Evan put 12 on it, and then somebody put 8. So,
Coach just start trading for $5.
Yeah,
can we do that?
Help me, man! I'm all out of draft picks. Need some fab.
I got a lot of fab left.
How much fab? 75 fab for your third round pick.
Do it.
Oh man,
that's when you know you got a problem.
No,
I need some fab. I need some fab, sir.
Yeah, y'all wanna move on into the bets?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
we still got some bets.
Do it.
All right, let's get on into these bets.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
All right, Thursday night football, guys. Thursday night football. Steelers Browns.
Can they make an under enough under for this one?
Yeah. What's the over under on that?
38.5
Yeah, and you still take the under?
I hate taking unders. I can't do it. I just won't.
No, take the over, but that's
That's a low.
That's an easy spread. Under
for
over.
Bro, look at the teams that are playing, man. I don't know if the Steelers have scored 38 points this year yet.
Trubisky and Kenny Pickett? Are we going to have a Kenny Pickett sighting?
If they lose against the Browns, I think they're going to start strongly calling for him.
They were already chanting his name in the last game.
Because Trubisky, when he gets down to the end zone, he can get him down there, but he's
allergic.
First of all, he can't throw to his left side. I've seen him. It's like everybody knows who you're going to. It's the one guy on your right side, and you got and they got three guys on the left side he can throw to, and you know he's not going to any of them because he can't do it. So like the defenses will just target in on whoever's that one guy on the right side. You know,
we're just gonna follow your eyes.
Browns -4.5 What are we doing?
Browns. Oh, I'll let y'all know this. Browns are, I think, ranked fourth or fifth in air yards this year so far. Secretly got a decent passing
with Jacoby.
But when you get in a shootout with the Jets, I guess that happens.
I think Nick Chubb's going to take that game over, so I'm going to go Browns cover. Browns to cover.
Nick Chubb going to throw some tutties. He's going to throw them.
I think Hunt's going to eat.
Hunt's maybe line, two apiece.
It's going to be a Chubb hunt. No.
Yeah, because like what the Steelers' offensive line is in shambles.
Myles Garrett, Myles Garrett gonna eat.
Clowney's out, and
Clowney's out. Garrett's
a little banged up. Yeah, he's already ruled out. with that said,
Najee versus Chubb. Who's going to have more touchdowns?
Chubb.
Jalen Warren.
I'm going to take Steelers money line. Who's with me?
Oof. Oh, look at the big brain on Brad.
Sorry, Don. You have to fight this one alone.
Hey, he also is drafting Jets.
Speaking of bets, DJ, dude, you remember what we said about what's Taysom Hill, Tay Daddy, throwing them tutties?
How many touchdowns did he throw?
Zero.
Sure.
Put it on the board.
Hey, man, I'll wire the porn rockets to your account tonight.
Yeah, wire them porn rockets. All right, for our listeners that are still tuning in, we like to make our trading in shitcoin crypto, porn rockets or Dogecoin or whatever.
Basically, betting beans.
Nowadays. Thanks,
is it porn coin?
Yeah, Mark, have you heard of porn rocket?
Yeah, well, porn rocket.
These guys were going to
sell you some.
You
want to buy some?
Revolution.
Yeah, buy some porn coin.
How much porn rocket do you want for that easy bet oven behind you, Miles?
Give me nine. Oh, nine.
You want it with or without the cupcakes?
Hey, if it doesn't have cupcakes, that's no deal. That's a deal breaker right there.
Yeah.
I'll take my porn elsewhere.
Anyway, that was a joke on the Steelers money line. I would definitely take the Browns with Trubisky at the helm. Hey, what's the Sunday night game?
We got Niners at Mile High. Let's ride.
Ooh, let's ride.
Are the Broncos falling apart before?
Yeah, are the Broncos going to get on track and call a play, or are they going to face the best defense in the league?
Russell like,
is he washed?
Is he getting a pre-bath before he gets washed?
Oh, I'm clinging to hope, you guys. It's got to happen.
Russell hasn't been playing good.
At all. Yeah. At all.
Here's the thing is, like, everybody's getting on Daniel Hackett, but his coordinator guys aren't giving him it's just dysfunction everywhere. His coordinator guys aren't getting his plays to him on time. And then he's making wishy-washy bonehead when he gets them. And Russell, on top of that, Russell Wilson is just not playing good. He's playing like dog doo-doo.
And that's not good for my running back in my other league, Javonte.
That's not good for my entire team.
Because my entire team is Broncos.
They got to get it together.
I've already written the GM.
I do believe my Jets have outscored the Broncos this year so far.
So 49ers, dude,
week,
minus one and a half.
2.5.
What'd you say, PJ?
Niners, minus 1.5. What are we doing?
Where are they playing? In Malha?
Malha.
Yeah. Home.
Home dogs.
Home here now.
But with Jimmy G at the helm, I'm taking them. If it was Trey Lance, I was going to take the Broncos. But the Jimmy G factor, I'm taking 49ers.
I like the Niners.
Give me the Broncos.
Just gonna die hard with them, man. I respect it.
I'll ride with the Broncos. Let's ride.
I'm gonna die on this island. Jimmy G's overrated.
Oh man, Miles, they just don't know, man.
I don't think Jimmy G's overrated, but I think it's gonna be Mile High.
You just wait. They're gonna be on the waiver wire in 2 weeks.
Waiver. Dak's gonna be in the 49ers jersey.
Yeah, Marcus Mariota. Flying his ass over to West Coast.
Baker Mayfield.
Lord.
Yeah, but yeah, no. Yeah, look how,
what about Monday night game? Monday night
Cowboys game. Giants.
The boys versus the Giants.
Giants go three.
Wherever they play, it's not New York.
I think there's no winners in that game.
Yeah.
It's just
I'm going to say the difference in that game is going to be Micah Parsons, so I'm going to go with Cowboys. Giants are, what, minus one?
Yeah.
Over-under's 39?
I go Cowboys and under.
Ooh. I'm going to say Cowboys and over.
What's over-under?
39.
I'll take the over, Cooper Rush.
Yeah, over.
CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb. Dalton Schultz.
Game films on Rush now, man. Just saying.
That's it.
Hey.
The Giants tendencies. Defense,
it's also
Giants
the Giants. The
Giants defense is underrated.
And that
the Giants
too.
Defense is underrated.
I mean, they shut down. Well,
generational defense.
The numbers won't lie. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Giants. I don't know about this over-under on that, though.
2-0 Giants.
I'm going to take the
Giants. All right, locks, man. What's the locks?
I got my lock last week terribly wrong.
Got my Jaguars right. Should ride them again.
I don't know them Jags.
No Big Herb.
Chase Daniels is still good enough to beat the Jaguars.
Yeah, if Big Herb plays, I'm definitely taking the Chargers. That -7, but that touchdown favorite, I don't like that though. I think it's gonna be a closer game.
That's a good matchup. Bills versus Dolphins.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do you think the speaking of Giant Slayers? You think Miami's going to slay a Giant?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, I'm going to
Miami's
going to
get a Well, yeah, Miami's going to get a rude awakening.
Yeah.
That's going to be the game of the week.
They've been overhyped. Speaking of overhyped, Miami's been overhyped.
Dude, does Josh Allen play good in the Heat?
Yeah, he'd be fine.
Oh, yeah. Bro, he's been down there.
Is he going to Roethlisberger? He's been down there. Not going to travel well.
This is his first year.
All right, bro. My lock of the week is Jets. +5 versus the Bengals. Lock it in.
Get in. My lock is going to be the Chiefs minus.
Yeah.
Chiefs over the Colts.
They're
however,
only
however many 5. Points. 5.
Yeah,
they're
only
five, a 5.5 favorite. Yes, give me that.
Yeah.
They're going to blow the Colts out of the water, bro.
Is what's the coach's there name?
The Colts coach or
yeah, the Colts coach was the Philadelphia coordinator.
Eberson,
yeah.
Frank Wright, Reich.
Frank, yeah, Reich.
Yeah, his job's probably on the line if they just keep losing like they're doing.
You would think, man.
What about the
last year?
Phillip Rivers, Carson Wentz, now Matt Ryan. All of like you're supposed to be this quarterback whisperer.
I ain't seeing it.
I ain't seeing it.
What do you guys think about Green Bay and Tampa?
Ooh,
I think Tampa can pull it out. That defense is stout and rocked the Packers last year, and the run game from the Buccaneers ought to Lenny ought to drive it home.
Yeah,
I think Bucks are gonna kill the Packers.
Yeah. I'm gonna go Packers. I'm gonna go Packers.
Oh, crazy.
I'm going to go Packers.
That Bucks defense is elite.
That's
but I don't think I don't think the Bucks offense is going to be very productive.
What's the spread on that one?
Still has a guy
the
named
spread
Tom.
Is -1. -1 for the Bucks.
Yeah, that's going to be close.
I'm going to go
Tom Brady. I don't know if you've heard of him.
How about Aaron Rodgers? Ooh. Ever heard of him?
Yeah, ever heard of him? Aaron Rodgers?
Hey, Ron.
Oh, man.
Marcus Mariota. Ever heard of him?
Baker Mayfield. Oh, man.
Dude, in Hard Knocks, when preseason and the Lions played the Falcons, and Marcus Mariota took the field, and they're showing like, Aiden Hutchinson's family, and his older sister was like, Mariota still plays?
Getting disrespected by a sorority girl.
Oh, my goodness.
It happens.
The loser, okay.
Mouth-kissing family.
The loser of the Raiders-Titans game. Who's going to win that one? Because whoever loses that game, they're in a 0-3.
The battle for it.
I'm going Raiders, man. I'll go Raiders in that.
I think the Raiders are going to win that, and then that's going to put Titans. Ugh.
I think the Raiders are still gelling.
They'll barely win it. It's going to be a good one.
I think the Raiders, while they haven't really, in my opinion, played a complete game, they've fallen apart in the fourth, in the last one, and then the first one they played, they were just getting their asses handed to them. But out of all the 0-2 teams, I think the Raiders are the ones that can put their season together.
Right, the ship.
Titans can't. Bengals, Panthers. I don't see these guys making the playoffs at 0-2.
No.
But if I had to put money on a 0-2 team making the playoffs, it's going to be the Raiders.
Wasn't that your Super Bowl pick, Miles?
Yeah.
I think the Chargers are going to take an L to the Jags.
Bold.
I think it's going to happen.
Even if
Big Herb's out.
If Herbert's not playing, they're done.
They got Chase Daniels.
I think they can lean on Eckler still in that game.
You think so? I don't know.
I like the Chargers.
I don't see Chase Daniels leading anybody to a win.
Yeah.
Bro, the Chargers should have beat the Chiefs last week, so they should be 2-0.
Put it on the board. Jags.
What is this board? What is this board that everybody speaks of?
I'm making fun of the ESPN guys. Back here, put it on the board.
That's your upset for the week?
I'm calling it, yeah.
Upset. Mock.
Chargers.
Write this down.
Yeah, write it down. Don't write this down. Later when I'm wrong.
I think we're doing bigger plays.
If we're doing upsets, we're going Lions over the Vikings.
Oh, what?
Really?
After that Monday night loss?
I take it.
I can see that.
Nice.
I believe it.
Nice.
I believe.
What was your upset, Donnie?
Oh man, if I have to pick one,
Arizona over the Rams,
Panthers over Saints.
Really?
What?
Yeah. I'm not even gonna say that,
dude.
And that's me.
The quarterback's got a broken back.
Yeah, and he's also Jameis Winston.
He's got pain all over.
Yeah, I'm starting Taysom Hill as my tight end, and he's gonna score like quarterback numbers.
All right, well then I'm gonna go cheap here, and I'm gonna go with the Texans to upset the Bears.
Well, the Bears.
It's
like a doo doo fight.
Yeah, the Bears are favored 2.5.
Oh yeah, then give me that. Yeah,
the first and only time this year.
Yeah,
I got the Texans. Well, I already wrote it down, Miles. I already wrote it down. You said the Panthers.
Fine, give it to me.
The ink is dry. I already sent the Raven.
Right. With that, we way over time for tonight. It was a lot.
This is almost a 2-hour show.
I'm in so much trouble.
Oh man.
God help you.
All the dads out there, sorry.
Bye-bye.